News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced the reallocation of government lands previously sold to a private entity in 2012. The 11.58 acres of land, which forms part of the Southwest St. Andrew constituency and is valued at $164 million, was traded for a sum of $10,000 with the then cabinet's approval.
The 11.58 acres of land is sectionalized. It is within the zone of where there could be potential expansion for logistics and other kinds of operations. So the land has commercial value. There is an already existing football field on 6 acres of the land. We're not opposed to the community keeping the 6 acres, but you also need jobs.
Mr. Holness was addressing Parliament last Tuesday. He said the transaction was reviewed by the Auditor General, Pamela Monroe Ellis, who subsequently found that the private trust is not registered with the Registrar General's Department or the Department of Cooperative and Friendly Societies. The Ministry of Health has set up a $50 million fund for babies born with microcephaly. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government wants to be prepared for the possibilities of microcephaly and be able to provide effective support to the mother and baby once the condition is confirmed.
In anticipation of the possibility of a pregnant woman having a child with microcephaly, the ministry is moving to put in place the necessary preparations to deal with that eventuality. So far, we have had a number of cases of confirmed cases of pregnant women who have had Zikvi. We have had nearly 500 suspected cases.
Dr. Tufton says the funds will go towards preparedness of high-risk clinics and nurseries to support mothers, in addition to continued counseling support. Microcephaly is a condition that causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and is associated with incomplete brain development. It has been linked to the Zika virus. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says he intends to table a bill in Parliament to restore incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange. Speaking at a recent Jamaica Employers Federation JEF breakfast meeting in Kingston, the minister said the bill will be tabled on September 20.
This government is seized with the urgency to grow our economy. The restoration of the incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange. That should never have been closed down.
Incentives under the Junior Stock Exchange include a 10-year period when no corporate tax is paid for the first 5 years, and 50% of the prevailing tax is paid in the next 5 years. And Judith A. Pusey has been sworn in as the country's first chief judge of the parish courts. She was appointed under the Judicature Resident Magistrates Amendment and Change of Name Act 2015 and on the advice of the Judicial Services Commission. The legislation, among other things, changes the name of resident magistrates' courts to parish courts. It also states that judicial officers of these courts will no longer be referred to as resident magistrates, but judges of the parish courts, and establishes the new offices of a chief judge of the parish court and an executive legal officer to the chief judge of the parish court. At a swearing-in ceremony for judges at King's House last Tuesday, Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen congratulated Ms. Pusey on her new role and position. He said she's making history as the first person and first woman to occupy the new office. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Sexual transmission of the Zika virus by men is potentially possible. Use a condom every time to protect your sex partner. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.